Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Kuf Yud Zayin, Chapter 117, Secret Chesed. Welcome to the shortest Perek in all of Tanakh. This Perek is comprised of just two psukim. Pasuk Aleph, Hallelujah Hashem Kol Gayim, Shabbachuhu Kol Ha'umim. All the nations praise Hashem, sing His praises, all peoples. Pasuk Beis, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasto V'Emes Hashem Li'Olam Halleluka. For His kindness to us was overwhelming, and the truth of Hashem is eternal. Praise Hashem. Mefarshim explained that this parak is referring to the times of Mashiach, a time when Hashem's supremacy, His rule over the entire world, will be clear and universal. As a result, the entire world, all of humanity, will praise Hashem. There's something perplexing about these psukim, however. The lashon, the language of the psukim, indicate that the nations of the world will be sparked to sing praise because of Hashem's kindness to the Jewish people. That seems kind of strange. Why would Hashem's chesed to us lead to the other nations praising Hashem? Mefarshim explained that this is because so many of the nations of the world who have been enemies of the Jewish people have an insider's view of Hashem's chesed. They know how many plots of evil, plans to harm Bnei Israel, were foiled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although sadly, we know of the many successful terrorist attacks that take place in Eretz Israel, most of us are not privy to the many attacks that get planned but do not get carried out as intended. It's almost like these acts of Hashem's chesed are kept in secret. This concept is similar to the story of Balak and Bilam. Balak, king of Moab, hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, and he tries over and over in many different ways to do so, but Hashem overturns each of Bilam's attempts. Bilam's curses are all transformed into brachos. His plans are disrupted and turned on their head. Fascinatingly, we only know about these plans because the Torah records them. At the time when it was taking place, Klal Yisrael was blissfully ignorant of what was going on. During the times of Mashiach, when the world universally recognizes Hashem, the nations of the world will sing out praise to Hashem because it will be clear to them that their plans to harm us were disrupted by Hashem in His overwhelming kindness towards us. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.